earlier this morning, Christina, you had the story about making the perfect bed.
I did, yes. It's National Bed Making Day this week.
Which my wife will tell you I have not mastered.
No.
At all. I can make a bed, it's just not very good.
Do you make your bed every morning?
Whoever is second up is usually, but yeah, almost every morning it will be made before the house is empty. Now, in honor of your story, I thought our Sunday montage could be about beds and bed-related items. So here are 10 clips.
An alternative to violence is to stay in bed and grow your hair.
How pleasant, bobbing along on the bottom of the beautiful briny sea. What a chance to get to bed to peep at the plants and creatures of the deep. We glide
and from the clutches of the noonday devil.
It's my turn for breakfast this morning, Gromit. I like a 3 minutes egg.
Steady on. Wow! Gromit!
Hello?
Miss Morrow, Brad Allen.
Look, I am in a hurry, Mr. Allen, so if you don't mind.
Of course. But before you hang up, just admit I was right.
About what?
Your Western gentleman. He turned out to be a prairie wolf, didn't he?
Mr. Allen, this may come as a shock to you, but there are some men who don't end every sentence with a proposition.
Just lie and complain in bed at the hospital. Coming and going, asleep and awake in bed at the hospital.
Well, minus specifics, it's hard to help, except to say,
go to the mattresses.
Except to say, go to the mattress. What? What does that mean?
It's from The Godfather. It means you have to go to war.
Mm-hmm.
If you'd like to see a list of what you just heard, you can go to our website, OzarksAtLarge.com.